Lots swirling in the political world. Lamar Alexander, the Republican of Tennessee, and Patty Murray, the Democrat from Washington, have in principle struck a health care deal that would restore those subsidies to insurance companies that President Trump removed to help insurers cover low-income people for at least 2 years. Here's President Trump at the Rose Garden today.
It is a short-term solution so that we don't have this very dangerous little period, including dangerous period for insurance companies, by the way. For a period of 1 year, 2 years, we will have a very good solution, but we're going to have a great solution ultimately for health care.
Also today, Congressman Tom Marino, President Trump's pick for White House drug czar, withdrew his name from consideration after that scathing Washington Post 60 Minutes report laying out how a bill Marino sponsored made it nearly impossible for the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, to stop Big Pharma from selling opioids to bad actors. And today, the president reinforced his false claim from yesterday that President Obama did not contact families of fallen soldiers, something that former Obama staffers are calling a lie. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is here for a look at the political news. Mara, tell us more about this healthcare deal.
Well, what the healthcare deal, it's a tentative deal. Lamar Alexander, Republican, Patty Murray, Democrat, made a deal to continue those reimbursements to insurance companies to make them whole after they offered discounts to low-income people. Democrats wanted those to continue. Remember, the president decided to discontinue them. Just today, he repeated his charge that these were payoffs. They line the pocket of the insurance companies. He made them sound quite corrupt. But all of a sudden, he likes this deal that Murray and Alexander have made to continue the payments for 1 to 2 years. Now, Republicans would get from this deal more flexibility for states to offer health care plans that maybe didn't meet every single criteria of the ACA. There would be it would be made easier for them to get waivers from certain parts of the Affordable Care Act. Now, that is assuming this thing can go through. It's not clear if it has the votes in the Senate. Mitch McConnell hasn't sounded very enthusiastic about it. And Republicans in the House have said they're going to need a lot more concessions than what are in the deal right now if it's going to pass in the House.
Okay, so there's that. And then the news today that Congressman Marino has withdrawn his name from nomination to be sort of the drug czar. The Washington Post, 60 Minutes, found that a bill that he sponsored kept the DEA from preventing the sale of opioids to corrupt doctors and pharmacists who peddled opioids on the black market. Pretty damning. Wouldn't it have been impossible for him to be accepted by Congress as drug czar?
Well, it certainly would have been a big problem. The president recognized that. I guess this proves that journalism still matters. This is kind of similar to the stories that were done about Tom Price, the president's former Health and Human Services secretary, who had to resign when it was revealed by journalists that he had taken a lot of pricey private plane trips.
Yeah. This was he spoke about this during an impromptu news conference yesterday, the president did. He was also asked if he'd contacted the families of the four Green Berets who were killed now 13 days ago in Niger. Now, the president said letters have been drafted. He planned to make phone calls. But then he said this.
The traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it.
He was later asked to clarify. He said, well, you know, this is something that I don't know what President Obama did. All I can do is ask my generals. Today he went on a conservative radio talk show and reinforced that this is something that he was told. He said, ask General Kelly, of course, his top aide, whose son was killed in war. He asked General Kelly. So he's reinforcing this.
This is really something. He's doubling down on this, politicizing the death of his chief of staff's son. General Kelly's son was killed in Afghanistan. He is extremely private about this loss. And what he did on talk radio today, the president invited reporters to go ask General Kelly if President Obama called him. He, in other words, used General Kelly's loss to call into question President Obama's patriotism. Now, of course, we all went to the White House. We asked White House officials, did Obama call Kelly or not? They said, no, he never called Kelly. Well, did he have some other form of condolence? Did he meet with him in person or write him a letter? Radio silence. We do know that President Obama did meet with General Kelly and his wife at a Gold Star family breakfast about 7 months after his son died. But this is really extraordinary. The president obviously feeling on the defensive, why he hasn't called the families of the people who died in Niger, deciding to lash out at President Obama.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, there are many of his critics, the president's critics, saying it's just all a distraction from the fact that we haven't really heard about Niger and what happened there. And it's been now 13 days.
That's right.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about it. You heard what the president said about contacting the families, but it has been an awfully long time.
Mara Liasson, thank you so much.
Thank you.